Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Okay, maybe it's just Tom because Laura's all wrapped up in the Fast and Furious 9 movie trailer, which I saw yesterday and I thought, my God, I hope Laura doesn't get her hands on this.
I got a notification from my YouTube account this morning.
Of course you did. Of course you did. This one is more bizarre than any other Fast and Furious. I so wish Movie Mike was here.
The best part of this, though, is like, I'm only 2 minutes and 50. I keep having to pause it because we keep having to do this thing called work.
Yeah, we have to do this thing, yeah.
Listen to this.
Lots of crashes, lots of explosions, lots of bodies flying out of exploding cars.
Not today.
But then they're in the next scene.
I love it so much.
I had to grow up in your shadow. Now you're going to live in mine.
Oh my gosh, the Fast saga. Look at Ludacris. He's great. The fact that in the trailer, they're utilizing some form of like beef, like crazy military grade airplane, and then it somehow catches a car as
it
jumps off the cliff.
Because it has a giant magnet on the bottom of it.
Totally plausible.
Like, this could really happen.
Absolutely could happen.
Absolutely.
I can't help it.
You have to be burning some kind of weed to believe this stuff.
It is 420. I love every second of these movies.
I don't get it. You're too smart for this crap.
I love it.
There's a certain part of your brain that just doesn't belong with the rest of it.
I'm so.
I'm convinced.
I can't help it. I'm so excited. And you know, if my friends Mike and Heather are listening,
they'll
go to the movies with me to see this.
Of course they will.
They absolutely will.
Now, this is a typical morning show in any town in the world. The guy comes in and he says, okay, we're Bob and Susie now. And he says, Susie, the new Fast and Furious movie is coming out. And Susie says,
Oh my goodness, I don't know. That's so stupid. It seems like it's very violent.
Meanwhile, there's Tom and Laura in central PA where Laura, the smart one, with all the sheepskins hanging on the wall, comes in and says,
sheepskins.
Oh, did you see the Fast and Furious trailer? And I'm like, yes, I saw it yesterday and I so feared that you would see it yesterday too. But no, you're watching it now.
First off, the particular animal skin hanging on my wall in my bedroom is actually a reindeer skin that was ethically harvested.
No, I don't mean that. I mean a nickname for all those documents you have from college.
Oh.
You're one of the smartest people I know, but you're freakazoid on Fast and Furious 9 now.
I can't help it. There's going to be at least 10 of these. Vin Diesel has gone on record that it is a saga.
It's going to be at least 10.
Well, at least 10. He's got on record that there's going to be 10 of these movies.
Wow.
And I can't help it. I love every single one. Even the sort of one that goes off on the tangent that is Tokyo Drift. Everyone who passes away in the saga ends up coming back, with the exception of Paul Walker. May he rest in peace.
Well, he's actually
dead.
Because
he actually died.
He is dead. Yeah,
he is missed every day, but I love that they always do flashbacks and they use his brother. So it's great. It's great.
It is great. Now, to further confuse the characters.
Who's producing this? Is it Jason Lee? Again, who's directing this?
To further confuse you listening right now on the characters of this morning show, coming up later on this morning, Tom will start crying when he finds out there's going to be a sequel to The Notebook. There you have it. We're going to confuse characters totally.
All I know is that John Cena is Dom's brother in this movie.
Yes.
And it's epic.
Oh, boy.
It's epic. It's going to be so good.
All right, here's another piece of fiction. Or is it? Is Matthew McConaughey going to be the governor of Texas? Jimmy Fallon with a late night soundbite coming up. And we have to get off this 420. We have to look at the list and see what else today is so we can stop talking about weed. It's all coming up with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Fast and Furious. Tom, I live my life one quarter mile at a time.
94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
I'm trying to find options to the actual 420 today. And maybe it's time for me to learn a foreign language. We'll do that after the news.
Okay.
I think it's time for me to learn Chinese because it's National Chinese Language Day.
Oh, is it?
It's also a Try It Tuesday, and I don't have the ingredients for pineapple upside down cake.
Is that what today is as well?
Yeah.
What? We're going to do a three-ingredient dessert that...
Pineapples?
No cake? Pineapples.
Upside
no
down?
No, not upside down. Not containing a pineapple.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's National Cheddar Fry Day. Why do we have to have a date
for these
heart attack
cheddar
snacks?
Fry?
Yeah, you know those fries with the cheddar cheese?
Oh, like cheese fries.
Well, I guess it has to be cheddar cheese, but yeah.
Oh, okay, sure.
Cheddar cheese. Mm-hmm. And, National Lookalike Day, celebrating people who look alike. I mean, come on. Do we have to go back to 420 and just talk about pot all day long?
I mean, it is becoming legalized in many places. And
that's a great
according
point.
To research that people may or may not agree with, there are some medicinal benefits, particularly if you have things like epilepsy, etc.
Mm-hmm. Shortly after my divorce, I lived in Danville for about 5 years.
Yep.
I got to know this guy who's amazing. Never really caught his name, but he would be up and down Mill Street. And he said to me once, hard to believe, the reason I was thrown out of the service is now a building in Danville.
Oh, boy.
He said, I wish I could remember the way he said it. The reason why I was thrown out of the service is the reason why I could get a job now in Danville or something like that, because they were just building the processing plant.
They were, and every once in a while there is that particular smell as you drive through Danville.
Yes.
But according to the National Institute of Health, people have used cannabis
for
thousands of years to treat ailments.
Yeah.
It's because of cannabidiol, which is a substance in marijuana that can be used for some types of epilepsy, cancer treatment, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
whether
you're for it or against it, I don't know. Recreational use aside,
right. There
are some benefits to
the
plant.
There are some medical benefits.
There's some medical benefits to the
plant.
And
you and I come from different generations. So when I was coming up through, you got caught doing that. You went to jail for a long time.
I mean, I think it was
kind of lightened up, and now it's like,
No, I mean, it was still pretty bad. And then I was part of the whole Barbara Bush, like, dare against the DARE program, like against drugs, all the stuff. I mean, sort of it was pounded into my very young brain that just drugs are bad.
So, what do you think? I mean, the toll-free lines are always open, the Ford Fund line, if you want to chime in on it. But today is 420 National Marijuana Day. Wow. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
And we're promising not to make the whole day dedicated to 420. You could probably do that with any other morning radio show. Let's all talk about marijuana for 4 hours. No.
No, thank you.
We're not going to do that. So it is also National Lessons on Chinese Language Day. So I got excited about this.
Cool.
Because sometimes you flaunt the fact that you know 57 languages or whatever. I know English, and I remember German from high school. I mean, that's all I know.
So then Guten Tag.
Yeah, there you go. Guten Tag. Auf Wiedersehen. Anyway, I know how to talk a little bit in German. So when I meet Pennsylvania Dutch people, I kind of get where they're coming from. You know what I mean? But I always wanted to learn Spanish. I think it should be our second language. I think it should be taught in schools and everybody should
know it. Technically speaking, there is no official language of the United States.
Yeah, it's just
whatever. I'm serious. Like, we don't have
state
a
state you live in, yeah.
Pretty much. Like, we don't have a designated national language because we're a nation of immigrants.
Well, yeah. And the fact that every state has its own language. Hannah or no? I don't know. Chinese. Oh, yes. Back to the Chinese.
Okay.
Today is Chinese Language Day.
Okay.
The world's oldest language.
It is.
Over 4,000 years old. Over a billion people in the world speak Chinese.
That makes sense. They have a lot of residents in that gigantic nation.
So I hate to do this live on the air. No, I don't. This is going to be fun. I'm going to learn the language right now.
Let's do it.
All right.
Welcome to Chinese Lessons.
Okay.
You will hear the Chinese phrase first.
All right.
Followed by the English translation.
Okay.
Listen and repeat. Ni hao ma.
Ni hao ma.
How are you?
Oh, how are you?
Ni hao ma.
Ni hao ma.
No, ni hao ma.
How are
ni,
you?
Ni hao ma. Ni hao ma.
I am fine.
What?
Lo hao.
Lo hao.
Whoa, that was just a noise.
I am fine.
Lo hao is...
Lo hao.
Wait.
Ni jia qie qi ya ma?
What?
Ni jia qie qi ya ma?
You drive like my mother.
Wait.
Ni jia qie qi ya ma?
Just in case you have a Chinese Uber, I guess. I don't know. Give me another one.
Yao bing yan tao mai.
I missed that one.
Where can I get a condom?
Well, I don't need that. I'm too old.
Whoa.
I don't need that one. I'm too old.
Where can I get a condom?
No.
I apologize. I guess that's
just say ni hao.
Ni hao.
That's hello in Chinese.
Thank you.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Working our way toward news at the top of the hour. Demi, stop. Movie Mike told us about Demi Lovato's adventure in a gelato or a
froyo. It was frozen yogurt. She took offense to the fact that there were options presented at the front of the store that were sugar-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, that they were sort of diet culture options.
And she said it wasn't fair to people that just want to eat the sweets.
Yes. And she has, though, gone on record that she herself has struggled with an eating disorder for all of her life.
Right.
And she felt triggered.
I don't know. Demi, I'm trying to like you. Stop.
She's very honest and upfront about all of the things. She was very transparent on social media, so kudos where kudos are due.
But in this situation, wasn't she a little Karen? I mean, didn't she just go a little Karen here?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. That L.A. frozen yogurt cafe that's been in business, I think, for over 35 years,
yes,
family-owned,
you know,
they were presenting options that literally checked. I went to their website.
Uh-huh.
Checked every single box. So if you are vegan, vegetarian, flexitarian,
so
a fruitarian, if you are an omnivore, you are dairy-free, gluten-free, if you want to eat the full fat full of sugar, put some gummy bears on top and cover it in chocolate syrup, you can. Literally every option is there. So I don't know what there would be to complain about.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Well, Demi's backpedaling because of the backlash of the yogurt shop.
Originally, I wanted to make a point, and I wanted to call out behaviors or branding things that didn't sit right with me. It wasn't clear to me that it was for specific health needs, and so I didn't know that. There was a sign that said celiac, vegan. I would have understood. That would have been clear messaging to me. Because it wasn't clear, I'm definitely jumped to conclusions and probably shouldn't have gone about this the way that I have. But I'm willing to talk to this Froyo shop to help get the messaging right.
Okay, now she's a Froyo consultant. But anyway.
Oh, boy.
All right. You know, this kind of reminds me of the last 4 or 5 years of this country. The way we voice our opinion before we really are edumacated on what the topic might be. Or, you know, go to social media, lash out against somebody when you don't really know the story. So, Demi, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Talented, beautiful, mm-hmm. intelligent. Well spoken there in that clip. She's a little bit of a hot mess. Right?
How could you be a little bit of a hot mess? You're a hot mess.
And no, she had a moment. So she felt triggered and that's A-OK. Okay. Felt triggered, right, that's A-OK. Right. But instead of sort of taking a beat and reflecting, she just on social media.
Yeah, she did. So our boys here in the production department have come up with the STFU Award of the Week, possibly the month.
Originally,
shut up.
I wanted to make a point.
Shut up.
It didn't sit right with me.
Shut up.
It wasn't clear to me that it was for specific health needs. I didn't know that.
Shut up.
Because it wasn't clear.
Please shut up already.
Probably shouldn't have.
Shut up.
I'm willing to.
Oh boy.
Shut up. Shut your stupid hole.
Talk to this Froyo shop.
Shut your pie hole.
To help get the messaging right.
Why don't you shut up?
So there it is.
Interestingly enough, the thing is the Big Chill, which is the name of the yogurt shop in Los Angeles, California.
Uh-huh.
It's like beloved. It's been in the community for decades.
And the business is probably going to be larger than ever now that she mouthed off.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. They have literally an option for every single size, shape, diet, persuasion, you do you, boo. If you want dairy-free, sugar-free, made from cardboard frozen yogurt, they have it,
so
and they'll sell it to you.
Yeah, you're basically saying she picked the worst possible place to pick on.
She did. She absolutely did. There's nothing but positive reviews all over everything concerning The Big Chill.
So that's why she gets the Shut Up Word of the Week.
That, no, no, we don't say those words, Tom. That's not
nice. Oh, yeah, they're bad words.
We say be quiet.
Be quiet, Demi. Demi, shh. Demi, shh. Be quiet.
Think before you speak.
Yesterday, Mark Lawrence read the story about how you wake up in the morning listening to your favorite song. It helps to make the day better.
It does indeed.
Seth Meyer has different thoughts with a late night soundbite coming up, plus birthday buddies.
It's all next with Tom and Laura in the morning.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Tom, I'm so excited about this.
You know what? We agree to disagree on a lot, but I'm very excited about
this. Oh my goodness.
Because it's cool.
It's so cool. NASA's tiny helicopter made a successful first flight on Mars yesterday morning.
So the image we're looking at on the screen is the image from our onboard navigation camera showing us hovering above the surface of Mars. How incredible!
Yeah.
We're going to wait for the Perseverance rover image of us.
Wow. Oh my goodness! We can now say that human beings have flown a rotorcraft on another planet.
It's the first powered, controlled flight that we've ever done on another planet. I bet those little gray, green aliens were like, what the heck?
What is that? You know, that's kind of intergalactic sci-fi, scientific good news.
It's so cool. Up next, the genealogy site MyHeritage has technology that can animate a photo of someone. It's pretty cool stuff. A 98-year-old man was shown a photo of his late wife coming to life.
Holy smokes, she's alive.
Yeah, it brings the picture to life.
Look at that smile. Oh, God.
Isn't it amazing?
I can't believe it. It's her. This past November 23rd, we would have been married 75 years. And I still love her.
Oh, getting misty.
Isn't that so cute? It's really cool, and the video's even better. So check it out, myheritage.com.
Wow.
Last but not least, a random musician named Cameron Ferguson was playing songs on Twitch the other day. Literally no one was watching. Zero viewers. So there was a guy who's big in cryptocurrency. You know, the whole Dogecoin thing?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, in 5 hours, him and his buddies tipped him over $85K. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
$17,167. Guys, that is insane. Thank you so much. Man, I seriously appreciate that. Thank you so much. This is all coming from you guys? Like, I have to apologize. I have no idea what's going on.
That's more money than you can make at the American Legion on a Friday night on stage. You know what I mean?
Listen.
That's big stuff.
It's huge stuff. And the fact that it was like one guy that then prompted another guy that then prompted another guy and another guy. Here's the thing. It ended up with over $85,000 in donations. That's how you really can change someone's life for the better. And that's good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. 94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
News is coming up next. One of our good rock and roll buddies, Ted Nugent, has COVID.
Of course,
he didn't want to admit it, but then he realized, well, yeah, maybe.
You probably can't tell because my positive spirit, my positive attitude.
What?
But can you hear it? I have had flu symptoms for the last 10 days. I thought I was dying. Today is the 19th, is that right?
This is yesterday, a broadcast.
2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was tested positive today.
Oh!
Boy, I got a stuffed up head. Body aches. My God, I literally can hardly crawl out of bed the last few days. I'm basically homebound, i.e. quarantined.
Mm-hmm.
I got a COVID.
There it is.
I just had to do that. I mean,
he did really, really sort of loudly call the pandemic a scam. So there's
yes,
that.
Yes. So remember that show, My Name is Earl? Remember that show?
Oh, my gosh,
what,
yes.
What would happen to this situation?
Karma should be kicking the crap out of a guy like that.
Yeah, there you go. So, Ted, we wish you well.
Actually, but, yes.
But, you know, we wish everyone well going through COVID. But weird, the way what goes around comes around. Here's something we don't talk about every day, Laura. The death toll in the United States is up to 581,542 people.
Now, don't bring me down like that on this Tuesday morning.
I know, but it's...
I believe worldwide the totals surpass 3 million.
Yes.
Honestly.
But 581,500 people are here in the United States. They're gone now. So when we say stuff like COVID-19 vaccination clinics happening today, locally... Yes, please. Don't.
And the wonderful thing is that everyone now can get one, provided that you are, what, 16 and older, correct?
Yes, yes.
Wonderful.
So
wonderful,
there's no excuse not to get vaccinated. Take it from us. Take it from Ted Nugent. News is on the way next. Also, a Try It Tuesday, which involves something delicious.
It does indeed. We're going to make dessert that you could make with three ingredients later today and then have it after dinner tonight.
So we'll talk about it coming up next hour.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
I give up. Three ingredients. I give up. Try It Tuesday.
Try It Tuesday.
First of all, where'd you find this thing?
TikTok.
Of course you did. And it's creme brulee with three ingredients? That's impossible.
Yeah, so traditional creme brulee is one of those things that you get in a fancy pants restaurant and you look at it and you're like, wow, this must be so difficult to make at home. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, it kind of can be because it uses sugar and vanilla beans, and you have to have the vanilla beans and put the inside of the pod into heavy whipping cream, and then you have to cook the heavy whipping cream and temper it. And then, like, if you get it too hot, it'll curdle the yolks and blah, 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 right?
Right.
Fine. Apparently, according to this girl on TikTok that I found, all you need is vanilla ice cream, a single egg yolk, an oven, and 30 minutes of your time.
So a raw... egg yolk.
Yes. So you
some vanilla ice cream.
Yep. So you take a cup of vanilla ice cream.
Okay.
You melt it in the microwave.
Okay.
So then you basically have ice cream milk.
Yeah, exactly. Vanilla ice cream milk. And then you drop a yolk in
there? The egg yolk in there. You stir it on up.
Oh, you stir it. Okay.
Stir it on up.
All right.
You put it in the oven and you bake it for 30 minutes at 350.
Okay. So not the microwave, the conventional oven.
Yep. Normal oven.
Okay.
And then when you take it out, you have creme brulee. And then if you want to get fancy pants...
Mm-hmm.
You can sprinkle some sugar on top.
Okay.
And broil it for 2 minutes. Or
brown up that sugar.
You can brown up the sugar in a pan.
Okay.
And drizzle it on top. Chill it. You're good to go.
Now, I would say this is totally ridiculous, and this would never work had we not done the poached eggs last week, which were remarkable.
Okay, and I just made them again today. The poached eggs in the microwave trick. Seriously, friends, if you haven't looked at it, go to the 94KX Facebook page. Watch the video that we did right here from the station's tiny little kitchenette. It's water, vinegar. You drop the egg on in. A minute and 30 seconds later, you have a perfectly poached egg. And dare I say it, I just did it with two eggs. Increased the water by a little bit, a tiny bit more vinegar, 2 minutes instead of a minute 30. It came out perfectly. And I just had poached eggs on toast. Standing here in the studio.
So you just did two instead of one at a time like we did on the video. You know what? This whole Try It Tuesday thing is pretty amazing, friends. So if you're not on board with it yet, sometimes we do it here in the studio. Sometimes Laura's in her kitchen like you will be later today with the creme brulee.
Yep, later this afternoon I'll go live on the 94KX Facebook page from my kitchen. We are going to mix on up the creme brulee, which, again, three ingredients. An egg yolk, vanilla ice cream, sugar. That's it.
Now, the idea of Try It Tuesday was for us to try something. We don't necessarily have to make it and then try it. So if you own a business out there and you are making some pretty cool things, Tom and Laura could come visit you.
Well, hey, guess what? Next week, we'll be visiting the PB&J Bar in Danville, right there on Mill Street.
I think it's pretty cool. So listen up. If you know of a business and they have that one thing on the menu that you think is amazing... have them call us, and we'll see if we could try it on a Tuesday.
Do you know what kind of food the PB&J bar serves, Tom?
Peanut butter and jelly.
No friend.
See? Isn't that cool?
No friend.
Ah.
Vegan and vegetarian.
There it is. So, and I bet you didn't even know that. You were probably thinking Tom and Laura were going for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
All I know is I feel like we're going to get fancy tonight for dinner at the Good Household. So I'll go Facebook Live later on today, make a 3-ingredient creme brulee, and maybe that'll be the dessert for me and my hubby's dinner tonight. It'll be perfect.
Sounds good. Try a Tuesday every Tuesday.
Right here with Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Tom and Laura's top list of the day. Something that you and I don't even do.
Yeah.
Which would be online dating.
Online dating. I'm actually, good morning, Keith O. I'm very happy to be married.
Good morning, Keith O.
So I don't have to sort of delve into what appears to be the very, very sort of unique world that is online dating.
Well put. Very unique world. I myself have an opposite sex life partner.
You do. Heterosexual life partner.
Yes.
Who is your roommate?
My roommate. My best friend. Never getting married again. She gets it.
You were married once?
Yeah. Didn't I ever tell you that?
No, my God. Who knew?
The sarcasm is dripping, and that's on the list, too, by the way. Anyway, these are the seven things that are an immediate turnoff when it comes to online dating. Go ahead.
All right. Having no bio.
like, why would you go on an online dating service to have no bio? Like,
I was going to say, at least introduce yourself, right? Isn't that the point?
Wow. All right. Number two would be listing requirements that have to do with looks, height, weight, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, wait.
Superficial.
I was going to say, wait, does that mean that you'll only date people with those specific things?
Yeah, if you are listing that.
Oh, man, this is...
You know, ladies, I only want tall, dark, and handsome. Well, sorry, Keith is taken. And for you guys, like you want 36, 24, 36, or however that expression used to be, that's just wrong. Just wrong.
This next one, the line, don't waste my time.
Yeah, because like texting that phrase, it could be taken as a negative, like you're mad or something.
Right? Sure, you seem irritated right out of the gate.
Don't waste my time. It doesn't necessarily mean you're busy. It might come across as you're arrogant. Here's one I see a lot, like on social media. Photos of you flipping off the camera.
Why?
What do you think, you're cool or something? No, a lot of people don't like that.
I don't understand half of this. I'm so sorry. I'm such an old lady.
You're old in spirit.
Yes. Let's put it that way. If you're trying to get a date with whomever you're interested in dating, right?
Uh-huh.
Why would you put a picture of you flipping someone off?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
People think it's cool, I guess.
All right. Long rants about the type of person you don't want to date is number five.
Ooh. Yeah. Focus on the better, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're this, I don't want to go out with you.
Doesn't that remind you of that movie, Must Love Dogs, where the main character, she had sort of the laundry list of the boxes that the person had to check.
Yes.
And then what John Cusack's character ended up checking none of them except for the fact that he loved dogs.
Yes.
Anyway.
There it is. Hey, you know how I hate cliches? Well, this falls in at number six. Overuse cliches. Like, I don't like drama. Well, you know what? Who really does like drama? No one. But some people cause it, and they don't realize they might even be the first person saying, I don't like drama.
Anyone in an online profile that literally puts out, I don't like drama, means that they actually do and are here for it.
Yeah. Here's another one. I'm fluent in sarcasm. Okay, you either are or you aren't, and if you have to say you are, you probably aren't. And here's one, I'm looking for a partner in crime. What?
A PIC, man. I have a couple of PICs, but they're my besties.
But you've never gone to jail.
No.
That partner in crime also falls under cliche.
It's because we just haven't been caught.
Oh, okay. All right, and finally.
I don't understand this one. It says, don't quote anything from a show that's too mainstream. So like The Office or Game of Thrones or Friends or Seinfeld. Like you're not, although those are like kind of old shows now.
Right, so maybe you should lean on.
Like you're not supposed to use quotes from that?
Does it mean you're not creative yourself and you have to steal from a Netflix show or something?
But then it says it's okay if it's something obscure. Well, so you're trying to like trip up the person that you're...
Yes. Yeah, that's I agree. Like,
all right, I'm clicking on the BuzzFeed article. Here we go.
All right. If you use something that's obscure, they won't know it's a quote. They'll think that you're just being weird.
Oh,
I don't know. See, this is why online dating is so
strange. This is the worst Tinder bio ever. If we have a match, you will be the luckiest girl on the planet. Catch me if you can. Let's have pizza and sushi or let me cook. 6'2". A woman is like a diamond. The more hands that will touch her, the less she will shine. Are you kidding me right now?
Okay. Do you...
That's a real profile.
Do you need a break? I mean, because, yeah, that is kind of... Don't
His any, username don't, is White Knight King.
Don't go down that rabbit hole.
Gross. That's a red flag.
White Knight King is living in RD6 Snyder County.
Which could be a reference to Game of Thrones.
Well, there it is. Sure. So we're just trying to help you out with Tom and Laura's list of the day.
There's so many more on this BuzzFeed article.
Do you think we helped people, though?
No, I think we just confused them.
Oh, I'm sorry. News is coming up next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Zimmerman Motors, we used to call it. Zimmerman Dodge City. We used to call it a long time ago.
No, Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
Exactly. They are our proud sponsors of Quest for the Castle. And let me tell you what, this thing's just blowing up.
A family trip for four to Disney, airfare included. We are qualifying folks every single day between now and May 21st. And that's when you and I will head to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram and pick the grand prize winner.
Tom and Laura, Mark and Troy, or Troy and Mark. I don't know. We'll be doing it. And you could qualify every day. You could be like the qualifier of the day. We can't tell you when it happens, but it happens every day.
Every Monday single day. Friday. Now, it's a little too late for us to qualify anybody.
Oh, it is?
I think it is.
Oh, my goodness. It's 8:46.
It's almost 9 a.m., so that means that it's either our pal Chad Evans, our good buddy Mark Stevens, or our BFF Sam Tyler tonight, who will be qualifying someone for the quest.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Here comes Chad Evans. He's on the way in. Mark Stevens this afternoon and Sam Tyler tonight. Tom and Laura wrapping it up on 420. Any closing thoughts on
marijuana? No.
I did read an interesting article that cannabis manufacturers do not want it called marijuana anymore.
No.
That's 260s.
It is 260s. They want it to be called cannabis because it can be medicinal.
That's right. And marijuana is a 60s slang term, which was not complimentary to the uses of cannabis. So think about that today as you blaze one on 420. I don't know. Or if you chew your gummies.
Here's the thing. Here's my thought for the day. It's a Try Tuesday, and everyone should eat dessert first.
Is that what your thought is today?
Eat dessert first. And it goes along with 420, because sometimes if you are maybe imbibing in any type
cannabis.
Of recreational cannabis, sometimes you get a little hungry. Well, I'm here for you on 420 on a Try It Tuesday, because I will teach you how to make creme brulee with three ingredients using the oven and or microwave.
So much better than a bag of cheese doodles. Okay, so look for the Try It Tuesday video coming up later on this afternoon. And if I show up for the show tomorrow morning and I have orange Cheetos dust all over my face.
Thomas.
Oh, you know. You know why.
Just eat dessert first.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.